Perek Tes, Chapter 9, Mishnah Zayin, the 7th Mishnah. Again, we're continuing with the same theme of what is deemed a significant amount of an item that if carried from Shusi Yachid to Shusi Rabim, or vice versa, a person is liable on Shabbos. Hamotzi Kupas Harochim, a person who takes out a peddler's basket which carries various types of spices for women. Baskets were sectioned off with different types of spices. Avapishish bah mine harbe, even though there are different types of objects, different types of spices in this basket, in this large box. In a chayav ela chatas echas. Person is only chayav for one korban, and the reason is because they're all mitzaref, each one of these sections is deemed insignificant, but together they combine of some significance, and therefore a person would only have to bring one korban chatas, only one sin offering, if they carried this item accidentally from one domain to the next. Zer one gina pachos meka gogeres. A person carried garden seeds less than the equivalent of a dried fig, a person would be considered chayav. This amount is zarune gina pachos megugeres, a little bit less than a dried fig. That is usually a significant amount of seed that a person would plant. Rabbi Huda ben Besera omer, Rabbi Huda ben Besera says, nope, not true that we can say that it's always a this large amount of seeds, but rather it's chamisha, specifically five seeds of the garden. However, for zera kishuin, for cucumber seeds, it only requires shnayim, two. Zera deluyim, for gourd seeds, also two. And pul hamitzri, these Egyptian bean seeds, also two. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera, it was somewhat common for a person to plant only smaller quantities of the cucumber, gourd, and the Egyptian bean, and therefore if a person were to take out two seeds, that'd be deemed significant, and a person would be liable, as opposed to Tanakama, who said no, for garden seeds, it would require less than the amount of a dried fig. Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera. Chagav Chai Tahor, a live kosher locust, kosher, any size mace, however, this locust is dead. Kagrogeres, the size of a dried fig. According to the Torah, there are different types of locusts that are in fact kosher. These types of locusts are in fact described in the Torah. And if a person were to take out a kosher one, any amount would be deemed, liable. And the reason is because people often would set these aside for children to play with. And what about a dead one? The reason why we say kagogeres is because it is considered food. We've learned before that any amount of food requires a kagogeres. And a locust do not require shechita, do not require being ritually slaughtered, and therefore any dead locust will be deemed edible, of course, only the kosher one. Tziporas kramim, a bird of the vineyard. Some people say this is actually really a type of bird. Others say no, it's another type of locust. Ben chaya ben mesa, regardless if it's alive or dead, kol shehi. Person would be chaya, person would be liable for any size of this bird of the vineyard, the tziporas kramim. The reason being, shematnin osa refua. Because people set it aside, and they keep it, and they store it for medicinal purposes. And therefore, any amount of medicine is deemed significant, it has some type of function to it, and therefore, any amount which would be carried, a person would be liable. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamotzi Chagav Chai Tamei Kosherhu. Rabbi Yehuda also says a person who takes out a live non-kosher locust would be chayav for any size, for any amount. Why? Why is this? The reason being, Shematzin Oso Lakatan Lishok Bo, because it is stored and set aside for child to play with. Even a small amount of a non-kosher locus, if a person carries from one domain to the next, a person would be chayav for, because it has utilitarian purpose, that of a toy for a child to play with. What would Tana Kama say regarding a non-kosher locus? Here's a Tana Kama would say, no, a person would not be chayav if they carried out a chagav tamei. And the reason is because people do not set it aside. They wouldn't even set it aside for a child, an infant to play with. Why? Because we are concerned that if the locust were to die, the child might come to eat it. And even though Alpidin, an adult, is not mechuyav, is not obligated to prevent a child from eating an animal which hasn't been shechted properly, nonetheless, it is forbidden to actually give it to this child. And therefore, we'd be worried that the child would come to eat it, and therefore, we would not give it to a child as a toy because of the fear that he would, in fact, ingest this non-kosher animal. Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned with a child coming to eat this chagav tameh. Now, halacha is not according to Rabbi Yehuda, but rather according to Tana Kama. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Chapter 10, the first Mishnah. Up until now, we've mentioned pretty much that there's a certain standard of an amount that a person needs to carry of significance in order to be chayav on Shabbos. This Mishnah teaches us an important principle that a person who sets aside before Shabbos an amount of an item, regardless if it is less than the amount that the rabbis indicated was deemed significant, and even if they were to take it out on Shabbos, forgetting the original intent of why they set it aside, they would still be chayav. Hamatzniyah lezera uledugma v'lerufua, a person who stored zera, a seed, for planting or for a sample, they want to, for selling or for medicine, v'tzu b'shabbos, and they took it out on Shabbos, chayav b'kol shehu. They would be liable for any amount that they happen to transport from one domain, from Rishus, to the next. Again, if a person then carries it, and he forgot even why he set it aside in the first place, he would still be chayav. The reason being, is he initially set it aside, and in fact we say that he moved this item according to his initial intent, and therefore, since it was deemed significant from before Shabbos, removing it on Shabbos, even without this specific intent, a person would still be liable. V'chol Adam, however, other people, in Chayav Alav Ella Kishi Uro. Other people, however, would not be Chayav except for the prescribed amount as deemed significant by Chazal, one of the Mishnayos, for example, that we learned in the previous parak, because less than an amount deemed significant by Chazal, person would not be chayav because it is considered insignificant. However, Chazar v'hichniso, eino chayav alav ela chishi'uro. If, however, this person who originally stored it and set aside this amount less than deemed significant by Chazal for either zera, dugma, or refua, if this individual, however, changed his mind, and he decided not to use this amount for planting, or for the sample, or for medicine, and he decided to bring it into his house on Shabbos, he would not be chayav for carrying it, or vice versa, if he goes from the opposite way in terms of one rishus to the next, and from the private to the public, from the yachid to the rabbim, eino chayav ela Shiro, since a person changes his mind, he only would become liable, become chayav, for the prescribed amount deemed significant by Chazal, as outlined in any one of the Mishnayos that we have studied. That is because once he's mevata, once he nullifies and cancels his original intent of storing it aside for one of these purposes, once he nullifies it, either with his mind, or perhaps he does an action which demonstrates that he no longer wants to set it aside for Zera Ludugma Larifua, then it goes back to be part of everybody else and requires an analysis based on how much did Chazal deem this item to be significant and what is the amount prescribed to Machayev, a person, from carrying it out from one Rishus to the next.